I'm Lauren Hibbard, and you are listening to URN.
I'm joined right now in Bodega with Lauren Hibbard. Welcome along. And I know that this is now, you've done quite a few dates now. You were in Bristol just the other day.
Yeah, Bristol and Southampton the day before as well.
I just wanted to find out how you're finding it. I mean, you've had such a rapid rise right now. You've had such an amazing 12 months. Tomorrow you're going to be in Manchester. After Manchester, you're going to be in London. Have you found the gig so far? You must be a little bit tired.
We're pretty tired, but it's been really fun. I mean, I attempted to do a headline run this time last year, and obviously seeing the growth in the last 12 months has been amazing. So to be able to sell out Southampton and London and Bristol is just it's amazing, and to be here in Nottingham was really exciting as well.
You've had an amazing last 12 months. You were obviously BBC introducing at Glastonbury. I actually, while I was at home just after university, I saw what you were doing. It was either on a BBC 4 thing when they did Glastonbury it was either online, and I thought that you were amazing. You did really
thank
well.
Thank you so much. And it was such a good day.
It was when my producer said that you were going to be here in Nottingham, I actually thought, oh, I've heard of that name before. So I thought, I've got to snap up the opportunity. A Million also plays on Spotify as well with that single called Shotgun.
Yes, yeah, so exciting.
You must be feeling great about that right now. Very proud.
Yeah, it's really amazing because you know, you dream about this kind of thing happening, but you know, when it starts sort of coming alive, it's really exciting. So I'm just really happy to be out here. We're all having a really good time, so just amazing. Touring, so fun.
EP. Everything is Dogs. It's been very well received.
It has, yeah.
And two of the singles two of the songs that you have on there, you've got Frankie's Girlfriend, of course, and Sugar Daddy, and they have certain themes that some people these days will be thinking, oh, that's very risky.
Yeah.
And these days, a lot of people sort of have to be mindful of some of the things that they say. And my question to you, first and foremost, is because some people have either taken them as you being brutally honest or sarcastic, is it either honest or sarcastic, or a bit of both, really?
I think the fun is in the mystery of it. I mean, I'm quite a sarcastic, dark, humoured person, whatever, and I hate it when people miss the mark and miss the joke, but I'm normally joking. I just think stuff like that is funny. Like, I don't actually want a sugar daddy, but then in a parallel universe, it would be a lot easier. So the song is just that sort of horrible juxtaposition of, like, you know, obviously that's gross, but help that out. So.
And secondly, obviously, congratulations with this rapid rise that you've had. Do you feel a little bit more confident talking about some of these themes now than when you did start way back when?
Or? Definitely. When I first started, I was quite nervous about what I was singing about, and I didn't want anyone to sort of, you know, but now I don't really care.
Yeah.
I just sort of want to sing about what I want to sing about, and, you know, if someone doesn't like it, then I'm all right with it now.
Obviously, brand new single with Bang Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Great song, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Also appreciated the amazing work that you put into the music video.
Oh, my God.
And this is now your 8th music video that
I
you've
know.
Done now. Do you, because there are some artists that really don't like doing music videos, such as Noel Gallagher, who's famously come out saying that all the stuff that he did with Oasis, he really did hate doing it.
Yeah.
You must love doing music videos.
I do. I think it's just because, for me, it helps sort of cement the message even more. And with the video, I can be even more outrageous than I am, like, lyrically. And, you know, with the Sugar Daddy video, we took that, you know, way too far.
Yeah.
You know, there was my photo in the guy's toilet. Old man on a Zimmer frame, you know, it was like absolutely every sugar daddy cliche, and that's what I love doing. I think it's really fun, and I just think it really suits, you know, what I'm doing. So I love doing visuals and music videos and stuff.
When it came to Call Shotgun, the music video for that, you dabbled in, it was about 3 or 4 sports, one of them being basketball. And in the end, you ended up playing in goal for football.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, some of the goalkeeping you were doing, probably better than some of the stuff that I've had in my university team. I just wanted to ask you, if you were ever free in Nottingham, could you play for our university?
Absolutely.
Football.
Count me in. Count me in.
Some of the goalkeeping, though, I would say that some of the shot stopping was weak.
Poor.
Yeah.
Poor at best.
But you must enjoy doing those sorts of things.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, definitely. We always have such a laugh filming. It's because all the videos are normally really fun, like concepts, so we can sort of just be stupid and it works. So,
You've been very busy as of late, and this week is going to be very, very tough. I know that you're going on tour across the whole of the country. You're also going to be doing that in April as well.
Yeah.
Which includes 4 days on the bounce, which will be tough from what I can gather. But there are 2 dates upcoming, including in April, but also in March, that are going to be in Liverpool, my home city. So
of course.
I'm going to be very, very pleased that you're going to be there.
Yes, please come along.
But they are both on a Saturday. One of them being at Melon Yellow, which is going to be on the 14th at Invisible Wind Factory. I've been there before when I think I went to go and see Anton Powers play there before. Some big artists are playing there, such as The Regrets and Ride. And you're also going to be playing on the 18th of April at the Arts Club, 2 days before you come back to Notts to do Rescue Rooms.
Amazing.
But firstly, I just wanted to ask, does a busy schedule upcoming make you at all nervous? And do you need to find out the best places to go on a Saturday night in Liverpool?
Always need to go on a Saturday night. Tell me afterwards. But yeah, it makes me... I get a bit nervous when we've got a crazy schedule, but it's more just like an element of stress. But as soon as we sort of head off and we start going, I'm fine. It's normally the sort of the lead up to going that makes me nervous. But then as soon as we're in the van and we're off somewhere, I'm like, oh, it's fine. We got what we need.
Is it the travelling aspect of it? Or?
I think so. It's like we're from the Isle of Wight, so everything is a pain in the arse. So it's like if you leave house without a guitar or without this or without that, it's a nightmare. You're not getting that back. So, you know, it's just making sure we've got everything and we're all ready to go and we know where we're staying and where we're playing and, you know.
But you're excited for the upcoming?
So excited. It's going to be such good fun.
And finally, I just want to round things off by saying I know that you've had such an amazing rise. It must have been amazing playing at Glastonbury, and what you're doing right now is really, really good. Playing, of course, right now in Nottingham. And I don't know how heavy you want to take this, but before I say it, to the other people that I've asked this question to, it's not as heavy as what it seems. You can take it as light as you like.
Yeah.
What's the most important thing to you right now whilst doing all these tours and the way that you've been performing?
Yeah.
What's the most important thing that you are into right now?
I think the most important thing to me is just the actual songs themselves. You know, I pride myself lyrically and everything, and I just want, you know, I want people to love first and foremost my music, and to me everything else falls second to that. So the videos, the sarcasm, everything is, you know, secondary to the main core. So for me, the music is the most important part of what all.
Yeah, Lauren, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking
to you. Thank you so much.
And best of luck for the rest of the tour.
Thank you. This is URN.